at the end of the tape there, why you left the union, and you were beginning to answer. So, why did you leave the union?
Yeah. Well, as I told you a while ago, that for the accumulated 4 years, consecutive years that I've been in the union, I heard things and I observed closely, and then put them together and made me skeptical about the motivation of the leadership. And there were incidents that are big enough that happened that I could no longer compromise, you know, and contradict myself.
Mm-hmm.
It contradicted, these things contradicted my, the general principles of unionism that had brought me into it.
Uh-huh.
Now,
like
for instance, Caesar was befriended with Sinanon, you know, who was headed by the name of, what's the name? Forgot the name of the guy.
Oh, Diderits.
Diderits, yeah. Diderits. And we went to the, headquarters somewhere in the mountains east of Visalia, or somewhere there. And it was a big outfit. And then I heard that these people have been coming to the union and making donations, you know, and in quantities, you know, sizable things, you know, because this Sinanon was a an outfit that was built by Diederich, who was an alcoholic, who was kind of supposed to be cured of this habit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very successful according to the business operation of the project, you know. See, they have things that didn't agree with me. Like, for instance, Diderich introduced the game called Game in Sinanon, that they use foul language and so like that, and accuse anybody, you know, and call him any dirty names. And I didn't think that when you call a brother in the, or a sister in the union dirty names, that it will be the same after the game. He will not be the same guy, he will not be the same woman, you know. He will consider you as an enemy instead of a brother or sister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of building the union, I thought that it will break the union. But Caesar didn't like that comment that when he asked me if I favor it, and I said no. But he does not, he never asked about why, you know. He just move on and leave it there, you know. Then he decides whatever he wanted anyway. So that's one that I cannot reconcile myself with the principles I came for the union and build the union and have a game like that, calling us other dirty names, and then later on I think that will be just the same, just for the sake of an outlet, of emotional outlet, you know. So, it can work that way, in a way, to have a complete control on the people. Because, you see, you don't make the people get together, but by accusing each other, you kind of, avoid their intentions or their desire to get together to bump you off. You know? No. I don't know what Fischer's motive was, but that's what I could see in Synanon, because Didierus was in complete control.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caesar asked him, you know, are you a millionaire? No. He said, no, but I will be. See, there's another question that was asked also. What about the meeting? Do you let them have a meet and make decisions? I said, oh yes, you know. But then, are you really let them do whatever they decide, you know? And never say, never question it? I said, yeah. And then, but, you know, he said, you see, there was one incident that what happened where the two guys took the plane, you know, they pick up somebody to go Santa Barbara and pick up somebody, and they went to San Diego. And then when they come back, I told them, those planes will never get up the ground unless they get the permission from me.
Just did right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the answer. I said, what was Caesar in his mind was looking for? He was looking for control. What are the devices that Didierus had used to control? While he was talking about democracy, he was not really for it. Right?
Yeah.
Because I said, those planes never get up the ground unless they get permission from me. They didn't say permission from the board or from the, what do you call, manager or what? See, the board is, Synanon is Didierus. Mm-hmm. The member are just his own, you know, bodies there.
Yeah.
So kind of, you know, still my mind on that. That Caesar is longing for something.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is in a position like Didierus. Now, he didn't get it because the members revolted. And I heard that they tried in the past, and some of them were crying, you know. So it didn't work.
Yeah.
All right. I was seated for that because I objected it. I didn't favor it.
Were you the only one in the board who objected to that? Or were there others?
I was the only one. Yeah. All of them, they liked it. Yeah. I don't know if there was any objection when I left, but I didn't see anybody who was against it but me. And then here comes the visit to Marcos. And I was really...
Okay, so that the visit to Synanon and the decision to adapt the game kind of made you think, was that it, and reconsider your position in the union or what?
No, gave me some kind of a feeling of skepticism.
Oh, skepticism, know. Okay.
That I could not entirely believe, you know, that Caesar was really for something of a democratic process to make a decision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was kind of insisting that. Of course, he was asking the others if they favor it or not. But they seems to be with it, with him. But I was not. And I might be the mistake I did, was my frank answer and sincerity to myself, you know, honest to myself, that I didn't really believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he asked me my opinion, and I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that was my right. Then here comes the invitation of Marcos, you know, and it looked like Andy was the one who kind of engineered the trip. Now, of course, Marcos didn't know Andy, but he had known Andy, I guess, through the consulate, you know, because the consulate then at the time during Marcos is our Marcos people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he went, and according to the picture that I saw, Cesar, Andy, his brother Richard, and his son-in-law. Mm-hmm. One of his son-in-laws, cousin of the brothers. And I saw the pictures because they display them in the convention.
Well, so what were the pictures?
To who went with him.
Oh, who went with him. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Then also, when we have the convention, then we have the Marcos people. Mm-hmm. You know, there were speakers in the goddamn convention.
After the visit.
Yeah, after the visit. And because, see, the way they came in was because they were invited by Marcos. I mean, by Cesar.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, you know, I could not take it. And then when the...
Well, what was the reason why you could not take it?
Because we have been always saying that down dictatorship, you know, what do you call Abahula, Abahula dictatorship, something like that, you know.
Dictador.
Yeah. And then here at the convention, I recall there was a resolution condemning the dictatorship of Somoza.
Mm-hmm.
And here you got guest speakers in the convention representing another dictator.
Mm-hmm.
It was Marcos, you know. So it looked like it was a direct contradiction of the principles of freedom and so on and on. You know? And then when my last meeting with them before he went for a visit to the Philippines, it was me that was the subject of controversy because they didn't approve. And then the only one that reasoning out, talking to Cesar in my side was Art Meyer. And he said, "Why do you go to the Philippines? Whom are you going to see there?" He said. Cesar said, "The workers." "Yeah, but they're not free." He said. Well, I said, it's okay. The Filipinos in the union told me that I should go. You see, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, that's the way they became our guests, speakers there, all right. Then when this Blas Oplenk talked, then he got thrown. The thing was democracy in the Philippines, a different brand, you know, and democracy in the United States does not work in the Filipino culture or some goddamn thing, you know. Well, I don't know. But to me, democracy is the same no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever language they speak or what kind of culture they got, democracy to me means freedom of speech and human rights and all that thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was informed enough that they don't have those in the Philippines, and so I was against it. So I was the target there, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a controversy also that happened. I don't know exactly now what was said, but this Drake, King Drake, said, "You have not lived up to our expectations."
She said that to...
Caesar?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know now why he said that. But of course, Drake was also mad at me. Because everybody was targeting me, and I was sitting down there, and I was not answering anybody.
What are you talking about now? The convention? Or?
Yeah. No, no, in the meeting of the in La Paz. See? Because I was talking about the convention, and I was talking about La Paz also,
okay.
that how it came about that all this dictatorship had been there. You know. Now, so he went anyway, and then we come over there, and then when Caesar called for Blas, and you know, Blas is a very educated man, he's a fluent speaker and all that, he was talking about democracy, and I didn't agree with it, because he thought that, well, he was saying that democracy in the Philippines, for the Filipinos, does not... is not fitting for the of the democracy of the American democracy as we have here. Well, I didn't agree with that because I thought that democracy is all the same, you know, about the rights that people are fighting for. So that's what happened. And then, of course, when I asked to speak, she said, "No one speak," and he said. I asked him why. He said, because you want to insult him, see?
Mm.
And so, there's another incident in connection with this, that Debbie was in there at the back, inside, and said, about martial law, and they put her out. You see? And you have been saying that all the time. About martial law, something. Not the Philippines, but martial law in other countries, you know. Well, I showed them that that I didn't agree. So I left my seat there in the convention, and I went with Debbie, and we were in the, with the people. But of course, I... when I was a candidate, somebody made a mistake of nominating me because he didn't know the trouble, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the time that I talked and I said, the people were waiting for it. And I said that, I don't know what I said. I cannot recall now what I said, but I said something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
About the dictatorship.
So you were not a candidate when you...
Oh, yeah, I was not a candidate. I said, no, I'm not a candidate. You know?
Yeah.
But when I when they announced the winner, Caesar wanted to know, to be sure that the people know that I was defeated or something, you know, or I was not a candidate. So, you know, Caesar is...
Yeah. Okay, so was it then soon after that you decided to leave the union? Or?
Oh, yeah. In the convention, I did.
I see.
Because I was supposed to be in there, in the States. I left.
A moment ago, you said something about the Reverend Drake being angry at a meeting and telling Cesar Chavez, quote, to... you did not fulfill our expectation.
Yeah, you have not lived up to our expectation.
Oh, you have not lived up to our expectation.
That means the migrant ministry.
All right.
And the implication is, you know.
In the court, more or less. Mm-hmm. What was that meeting?
It was a board meeting.
Okay. And what took place in this board meeting?
It was the trip. Also.
Mm-hmm.
And
Caesar's trip to the Philippines,
yeah.
You mean?
And first, I'm now confused too. I don't know if we talk about the trips, eh? Yeah, we did. Because the remarks of what do you call, what's the name of that, Chris Hartmeyer, Yeah. Yeah, he did. But they got me first. Because Winthrop, this and that, you know, said when we were talking, you know, because I was kind of supposed to get an orientation about insurance to tell me what to do for the insurance with the cars. You know. And I'm not very good on that. You see, and I didn't give a damn about the damn insurance, you know. I'm not made for that. All right. But then, instead of talking about the insurance, we drifted to a conversation in which I make some kind of a remark, which was honestly and intentionally not for trouble, you know, but to kind of continue build the union, you know. So I said to him that, well, it's okay this time, you know, for the concentration of authority, because you are just starting, you know. But when the union will be stabilized, I think we should decentralize power, you know, or authority, you know, because at that time, see, I did not tell him that, according to my impression, it was Caesar deciding everything, you know. So I didn't agree on that. The reason why we don't say anything is because we were gaining, you know, and we don't want to stop the momentum because he was not making so many mistakes yet, you know. So the suggestion, well, the statement that I made was kind of suggestive, that to improve the union, strengthen the union, is to decentralize authority conformation with our principle of democracy, you know? See, you got to involve other people, not only one guy. That's what I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was twisted around. I never said about a book. I never said anything about blasting Caesar. I never said anything about blasting the union. I never knew about what he was talking. And he said this and that, you know. And they manufactured things, you know. There are too many people talking. Everybody got his own idea, what I said, and so on like that, but they were not there when we were when I and Winthrop were talking. So that's what happened there.
So you think that Winthrop, after your discussion with him, talking candidly about this and that,
yeah,
went over to some other people?
To Caesar.
Or to Caesar. And
because he talked to Caesar.
Oh, and told him.
He's
told
close
Caesar.
To Caesar.
I see.
He's kind of an administrator, you know?
Right. So is it possible then that the idea of that meeting in which everybody was talking and accusing you of this and that was, so to speak, the game?
It was a game, yeah.
In other words, they were gaming you.
Oh, yeah. Is that, yeah.
Were you aware of that at the time?
No.
I see.
It's not the game of Caesar known yet at that time. I think it might be, I don't know, but it could be. But I never expected that,
yeah,
because I did not approve in it with it.
Yeah.
You know, of course the our visit to the headquarters of Synanon took place sometime before the convention, because that's the last convention I attended, you know. Then there's a lapse of silence and this and that, and then some were talking, and then the meeting seems to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake was angry at me, with me, you know. He said, why do you just sit down there and say nothing, you know? And that's what he said. And then later on, I found out that Caesar moved this way, and Drake was there. And then I found out that Drake was talking to Caesar, and he said, you have not lived up to our expectation, you know. So they have a great criticism also on Caesar, see. Then, after that, see, they did not quarrel so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, Drake is kind of patient with Caesar. He has been there the longest that I know. But when he gets mad, he gets mad too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after that, they heard Meyer was talking. And he said, Caesar, you know, said, and he was standing. Why are you going to the Philippines for? He said that, a direct question, you know. And he said, to see the workers? No, he said, what workers? They're not free, you know. Well, the Filipinos in the union told me to go. And he said it would be a good idea because you will bring more Filipinos into the union. But you know who were saying that? The people from Marcos, see? Yeah, and the dumb guys who were just followers, you know, that he goes to the Philippines. But I don't realize what purpose is he there for, and the impact of the visit. They were not analyzing that way. They thought that the president of the union goes to the Philippines is pretty good, you know. That's the way simple people, look at it. But it's not political. It's not moral or anything, you know. So, Armael said, yeah, but the people there are not free, the workers are not free. Whom are you going to talk to? You know, then. That's it. The workers. And that's what the Filipinos wanted, you see. So he went, and then in the rally, in the high school in Delano, he said, well, what did you see there?
You mean in the rally later on, after you had visited the Philippines and had invited those Philippine officials?
Because they were complaining too.
Right, so after that convention...
The churches were also complaining.
Okay, so after that convention, there was a meeting with them at the Delano High School rally?
Yeah.
With the government officials from the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Taro. Mm-hmm. He was no official. And this guy, the president of the Filipino Free Farmers Federation, something? Mm-hmm.
Filipino Federation of Free Farmers, FFF.
Yeah. I forgot his name now. He belongs to a landowner also.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you asked him at that rally, Caesar at that rally, what did you see? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't ask.
But who asked that?
Some of the people there.
I see.
I think, a lot of the churches were there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Protestants were not asking so much questions. They were defending Caesar because the churches in the Protestant side were the migrant ministry, you see.
Mm.
So they are not the other Protestant churches that kind of critical, you know, to Caesar. They were not there, because in the first place they didn't believe Caesar. Now the migrant ministry, they were defending him. They knew he was at fault, because I told you already what Hartmeier said in La Paz, and what Drake said, that Cesar had not fulfilled or lived up to what they expected from him, you know. But the Catholic Church, who had also helping money and everything, the Catholic bishops in the negotiations and so on, and didn't like what Caesar did. And Father Hayden said, Caesar said, we have been helping you for a long time. Why did you not ask us before you went to the Philippines? And he said, well, the Filipinos asked me to go because it was good for the Union. And then the Filipinos will join the Union, you know. And then somebody said, well, I don't know if Father Higgins, but somebody said, but I heard. Well, what did you see? What did they tell you, you know? Did you ask about the body workers? I said, everything's okay. It's better now than used to be. That's what he said. Better now than used to be. That's what they told me. I asked him. You know? Then they asked him the same question here. When you go to the, they say the reporters, you know, investigator or something, he said, we went to the camp, you know, and we asked the workers, and they said that the treatment is okay. And you know what Caesar says? Yeah, because you asked the question in front of the boss. See, when they asked him in the rally, you know, about they thought about the workers. He was pretty good in front of Marcos.
That's right.
That guy is stupid. Very dumb. He is the most, this is the dumbest genius I ever saw, you know.
Well, he's good at turning things around, let's put it that way.
But, you know, I like to put the, here I write, as I would say, well, you know, one guy cannot finish the whole thing, you know. Problems come up, you solve one, 10 more come in.
Yeah.
And so if he's ever done at all, you got nothing to do. That is better that he leave most of it and he did just spark. Make it a joke, you know.
Yeah.
He killed himself. He's the dumbest genius I ever saw. See, he should say one thing here and then in the other occasion he just contradicted it.
He seems very smart there.
Well, yeah.
Like I said, yeah. In terms of turning things
that's
around.
Why I told you that the accumulation of my observation and analysis, you know, I began very skeptical of Caesar. Because it did not, those things did not happen in one day, did not happen in 1 year, not happen in 5 years. It happened year, and maybe in the next 2 years, maybe 3 years, 4 years more,
yeah.
Like that. Now you, who kind of sensitive, and kind of violated your principles, you cannot forget that.
Yeah.
So you put them together, then you know that that guy is not telling fancy stories, you know.
Yeah.
He's not honest of what he's telling you. No. It's pretty good, you know.
Okay, but it seems like the theme, so far as your disillusionment or the development of your skepticism, seems to hinge or seems to be on the issue of contradiction of principles.
Oh, yeah.
Here in terms of democracy being a key idea in the Union, and yet you seem to be suggesting that there is a instead the opposite. There is no democracy. There is there was decision making was up to one man.
Yeah.
And it's not spread around in terms of a group deciding, it's really one man. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, see, sir, I don't know. He said one time, you call me a dictator. And I try to recall, I never said anything like that to him. You know, so he figured out, you could say that kind of remark, he was not for me.
Mm.
He was anticipating things that I am a guy always against him. See? Because he told me, he told me one time, you called me a dictator, you know. And I was wondering, where did I call him a dictator? You see, he got that kind of perception. It's a fancy thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't in reality, you know. Now I call him a dictator.
So now this last meeting, this last board meeting that you attended, of the union, you said
it was in the convention.
In the convention in Fresno, when you refused to be a candidate, let's put it that way. And were the important decisions? So
is that going on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Were there important decisions made at the time, or?
Well, he said about the guest speakers and something like that.
I see.
And be sure that Andy Motan and he emphasized to Marshall. I don't know if he just want me to hear it, see. Because he said it's kind of like that, see. Now, because you see, the meeting broke up already and I was still there, and Marshall was there and he was saying, don't forget that, you know, Andy Morton and his wife will be a guest of guest of honor, and so he valued about their well, kind of services to the union in his visit to Marcos, because that's a way of saying thank you, you know, or expressing some kind of gratitude, you know. So I understood too. They don't need to explain to me. Because even if I didn't know that Andy was the one responsible for that, well, who could be?
Yeah.
You know, what I observed, what I saw, that's the way I came to a conclusion.
Yeah.
No.
Now, to go to the rally in Delano then, so when the rally took place, in your mind you were not already part of the United Farm Workers Union?
I was out.
You were already out. Yeah. And you say you did not... this is January 2nd, 1990. Phil, the other day you wanted to make an observation about the way you left the United Farm Workers Union, particularly in regard to the point as to whether or not you resigned. How would you characterize the way you left the union?
Yeah, well, I would say this, that the last meeting that I, the last executive board meeting in La Paz, I really did not expect the way I was accused. And so I was accused of being a potential threat to Cesar Chavez and the union, because they was accused of writing a book to blast Cesar Chavez and the union. But this was really taken in my conversation with Winterold,
who was an administrator there in La Paz, which is Estavis. Now, I have not said anything about the accusation, but everything was twisted around. But I have not answered it, you know. And so I was accused also by not answering any question. So, right, that was through, and I was taken by Pete home, because according to Pete, Marshal Gan was kind of concerned about my health, and so it was better for me to go home, and so Pete got me home. But while we were way out of the door for the meeting place and going home, I saw the people just hanging around, looking as we passed by. And according to my understanding, there will be a meeting in the morning to continue the executive board meeting. I made a remark to Pete that I don't think these people will go home. I think they will have a meeting, you know. So, according to my impression of the reactions, I thought that they will have a meeting, but they would got to get rid of me first. You know, so I kind of questioned the legality of the meeting, what kind of decisions they made. We got me and Pete. I don't think it should not be binding, because they got no right to get rid of a member of the board if he wants to be in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so after that, I think we got a trip. I'm talking about Cesar Chavez on a trip to honor Marcos. And the people involved were his brother, Richard Chavez, Andy Imutan, a Filipino, and who's that one? Jack Levy. I think, I don't know if Jack Levy was there. I saw in the picture Helen Chavez, his wife, and also a son-in-law who was there. And then the trip to the dictator, Marcos.
This was a trip to the Philippines,
yeah.
You mean? Okay.
Got a hot controversy among the people who have been helping me and the institution helping us. Helping the union, not me, no. The people who were involved were questioning about the validity of a leader to go and honor a dictator that take away the rights of workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so in that meeting, this Art Meyer stood up and asked Cesar Chavez what he wanted to see in the Philippines.
Oh, this was the executive board meeting,
yeah,
in La Paz.
Yeah, in La Paz.
Where you were accused.
Yeah. And Cesar said, well, to meet the workers, the Filipino workers, you know. And Chris Admire said in reply that, how do you go and see the workers? They're not free. You know, he said that. And then Cesar in reply said, yeah, but the Filipino members of the union told me to go. And then there will be more Filipinos to get into the union. So the trip, you know, is to get the Filipinos into the union, you know. But I cannot be persuaded in that kind of argument, because right along we have been saying, down with martial law, down with dictatorship. And then he said that to go and pay respect for Marcos, it seems to me that was a direct contradiction of what we stood for in the union. So I could not agree, right? Anyway, I didn't make any statement in there. The only thing that I said was I didn't want to sign the thing that Jerry Cohn had prepared for Cesar that would take away my right to express myself in the future. I didn't want to sign that statement because I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, what did the statement say?
It says that I will not say anything, you know, that might damage or affect adversely the union.
Mm-hmm.
And that means taking away my right of expression, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hold that right of freedom of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to sign.
Right, but aside from that, did you indicate in this meeting that you did not like Cesar to go to the Philippines?
Oh, yeah. He asked me about 3-4 times before.
Uh-huh.